video alert. So I've updated the site, even the tool. So I want to show you how to use the new updated matches tool. Also, the link changed, the site link changed. So if you are using the previous app or link, just click on uninstall and install this new one from the link you are seeing on the screen. So here I'm going to the analysis and signal section. And you just look for volatility with a signal. You can see it's scanning the market. We have the over, under, and rise and fall tool. They'll also be active, but for now I want to show you the matches tool. So I'll just be going through the volatilities, but I prefer you sticking to one volatility because you'll be calm, and because this thing also need just calmness. You don't need to be like you're fumbled and everything, so you just have to wait and you just look for a good volatility. I'm going to 10-1s again, and you can see, let's see, yeah, match zero. So I'm going to use the synchronized bot with entry point. So I'm just going to give my prediction and entry point here. So when trading matches, only use the synchronized bot with entry point on the free bot section, just like that. And after inputting all those data, go back to the I'm going to change the signal here and go back to the analysis tool and wait for the same signal. So if the same signal appears again, just sit on run. But if it doesn't appear, don't use that signal. Just wait until it is confirmed. So there are two ways of getting to know when to run the bot. One is waiting for the same signal to be repeated, just like we were doing on the other tool. And yeah, you can just wait for it here to appear. And if it doesn't appear, just avoid it. Use the new given signal. So you can see that one, match one, but it was a fast one. So we are going to leave it alone and wait for a new signal. So you can see that other signal is now invalid. You can see there, match. I'm going to come here and set my prediction to one. Entry point still remain to zero. So you can just wait for the same signal to be repeated. So if we get predict one, entry zero again, I'm going to run my bot. Yeah. So let's just wait. I'm going to run my bot, and the bot is going to look for an entry point on its own. You can see the entry was zero and it started purchasing the contract. I actually have a very bad internet connection, but I trust my tool. So you can see there, I've made $3, and you can see the prediction was one. So my balance now is $3, $33. So I'm just going to go back to the tool here. Click on the matches so that it can refresh the tool. I'm going to click on this matches tool so that it can refresh it. And I'm just going to go back to the synchronized bot and increase my take profit to around $5, because I just want $5, $5 to $7. So yeah, I'm going to wait for a new signal. So you can change a volatility or stick to the same one, but let me see what I'm going to do here. So let me just shift to a different volatility. So I'm just only use one is volatilities, by the way. So I'm just going to shift to different volatilities, and 51s should give us predict zero, entry two. So I'm just going to go change the volatility to 51s, change the prediction digit to zero and my entry point to digit two. Then I'm going to go back to the analysis tool section. So here, I'm not going to use the confirmation. I'm going to use the pattern entry point. So I'm just going to watch my market to see match zero, entry two. So my network, you can see just my network is doing what it does best. So yeah, I'm far away from the Wi-Fi, that's why. So I'm just going to avoid that previous signal, and I'm just going to look for a new signal. So match to entry zero, match to entry zero. So I'm just going to put that here, match to entry point digit zero. So here I'm going to use the pattern entry point. If you don't know anything about that, just stick to the other entry point where you wait for the signal to be repeated. So you can see my bot will look for the entry point on its own, and once it gets the entry point, it will start purchasing the contracts, just like that. So let's go back to the transaction, and you can see there, second run, the third run, and it's a win. So I've made $6. You can see here I've made $6, and my balance is 37 from $30. So yeah, that's it.